Why have there been no great women composers? Pauline Oliveros, herself a composer, posed that question in a New York Times op-ed in 1970, in which she criticized the music industry for ignoring musical contributions by women. That would become part of the legacy of Pauline Oliveros, who died on Thursday at the age of 84. She was an accordionist, a teacher, and a performer, as well as an early pioneer of electronic music. She dedicated her life to experimenting with sounds and changing the way that people listen to music.
Her philosophy was listen to everything all the time and remind yourself when you're not. And for me, I was making certain kinds of sounds, and she said, well, how about you go study the gibbon monkey and learn to make those sounds?
That's Stuart Dempster, Ms. Oliveros' longtime bandmate and friend.
She incorporated everything as musical possibilities. Bulldozers, garbage trucks, any kinds of instruments.
Pauline Oliveros was born in Houston, Texas in 1932, and she knew at a young age that creating music was her calling. Steve Smith, who profiled her in 2012, explained what inspired her.
She was in a household where she was surrounded by music and surrounded by sound. She talks about the strange and alluring sounds that she was hearing on radio serials like Buck Rogers and The Shadow.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The shadow knows.
Inspired by shows like The Shadow, she experimented, mixing up sounds. Take this classical opera, Madama Butterfly. Madama Butterfly is the early 20th century opera about an arranged marriage. Pauline Oliveros drew from the melodies of the opera to create this song, Bye Bye Butterfly.
I think you can definitely hear the sort of spacey Buck Rogers kinds of sounds, the sort of science fiction squeals and wobbles. And she was making her first feminist statement using a piece that ascribed the kinds of roles that women were expected to take within the classical music world and using it in a sort of radically alien kind of setting.
But Oliveros became most famous for creating a music theory called deep listening. The idea is to be fully engaged in the sound and aware of the way nature, vibrations, and man-made sounds interact. Here she is in her own words, from an NPR interview in 1976.
I found myself listening to long sounds and becoming more interested in what the sounds did themselves than what I would do with them. And as this work proceeded, I began to become interested in what the kind of listening I was doing did to me and my own internal processes.
American composer Pauline Oliveros died on Thursday. She was 84 years old.